You are now listening to The Truth Be Told Show with Brandi Kylie.
Welcome to the second episode of Truth Be Told's Inner Circle series, where I share my personal inner circle of influential women who have helped me to level up my mindset and my life. On the first episode, we had my lifestyle design specialist and good friend, Trista Stanford. And on this episode, we have Tamara Angela. Tamara has been a spiritual guide to me for over a year now, and she's been helping me sort through some things, giving me strategies on different ways to approach certain obstacles in my life. And Tamara, on this episode, is going to be talking all about discernment, unmasking spiritual gifts, and what you can do to live a happier and healthier life. Let's get into it.
Explain who you are and what you do.
My name is Tamara Angela. I am affectionately known by my clients as the Fairy Godmother. I am a psychic medium, and by trade, I've worked a gazillion years in Georgia as a clinical therapist, working with families, kids from 5 years old, people through hospice and hospital care. So I basically have a space where I intertwine my clinical background with my spiritual gifts. And I meet you somewhere in the middle of those and help you learn how to live purposely, understand who you are so you can go out and give the universe all you have.
I like that. Now, we just keep it all the way real. This is truth be told. When people hear psychic medium, they freak out and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm not into that. It's devilish, and even sometimes I'll see your posts when you're addressing certain things. Like, can you explain to people, because I feel like people always try to demonize or diminish what they don't know or understand. Can you explain, tell us who you are not? Who are you? Are you not?
So I'm not the devil. I'm not the demon. I'm not a demon. And when I help you to gather yourself and get your whole life together, it is through messages from God and just being able to tap into the universe and tap into your spiritual army. I have people, so those same people that want to call me all kinds of names. I've been a witch. There have been all kinds, pastors. It's run the gamut. They're still the same people who are in my inbox who want to schedule an appointment because what they're doing isn't working. Mm-hmm. And so they follow me, but they're at a tug of war with what they've been taught and how they analyze that in their mind and what their soul's DNA knows to be true.
I spent a lot of time questioning and going back and forth about, different things as it related to spirituality because I was in a bubble of what I felt to be religion in terms of just, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. And when I say religion, I mean more like restriction and not relationship. And so being able to actually talk to someone who has that gift of spiritual discernment and someone who can say, hey, Brandi, this is what I suggest. This is my advice. Plus having a clinical background has been super, super beneficial for me.
Way I explain it to people is that, your grandma always talked about Jesus on the main line. That's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
I wasn't expecting you to say that, but okay.
You weren't ready? It's okay.
I wasn't ready.
Nobody ever is. It's okay. But Jesus on the main line is real, and we all have the ability to tap in. But what's happened in this matrix and society today, you've been taught not to. because society benefits off of you living perpetually in a low vibration. And so this is why people are always like, I'm so confused, I don't know what to do. You're not confused. Confusion doesn't exist. Confusion is only there when you fail to follow divine instruction. We all should be able to be tapped in to be guided by divine instruction. So where I come in is the way I kind of explain it to people is that I'm kind of like a foreign language translator. So when you can't understand what your spirit guides, your guardian angels, or you know, God or the universe themselves is trying to tell you, to guide you along your path, I can hear. And I'm just going to relay that message and go on about my business. That's all I do.
Relay that message and going about your business. The reason why I like you is that you keep it so real. And I, for the people who are listening, whether this could be like new information and you're like, what are y'all talking about? Or people who are familiar with the terminology and the context of this conversation, spiritual gifts are often termed as charismatic gifts, but they can come in the form of words of wisdom, words of knowledge, increased faith, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, the gift of prophecy, discernment, which is what you're talking about, and other various types of spiritual gifts. And so this is, you know, this is the same thing as someone just being like, man, how does this person always know? They just have a good spirit of discernment, like your grandmama, that auntie, or, you know, that friend who, you know, you're like, this person always knows what's going on. I never have to say anything to her. She can just sense it. Like, it is that same type of thing. And especially as people of African descent, we definitely have that, those gifts that we can tap into. Now I want to ask you this question. Do you believe that everyone has a spiritual gift, or is it just certain people that possess these types of gifts?
I ask this question because in my personal experience, you never really understand the importance of discernment and intuition until you find yourself in a situation that you didn't want to be in because of lack of accessing your intuition or knowing the difference between discernment and intuition. And so this is what Tamara is about to break down for us and give us a whole understanding of the difference between intuition and discernment.
Everyone that is on this earth has the gift of intuition. Everyone. There is not one person that is on this earth that doesn't have intuition. So where I think logic, where I think discernment comes in, discernment to me is a mix of your intuition and logic. Intuition is abstract. Logic is pretty concrete. It's like logic is 1 + 1 = 2. Intuition is your soul's GPS and your soul's umbilical cord to divine spirit. That is an abstract concept. You can't touch a soul, but you can't see a soul.
Right.
You can clairvoyantly, you can feel it, but it's not something tangible. And so discernment is the two of those things mixed together. So everyone has intuition. We're not taught to tap into it. We're taught that only some people have it. We're taught women's intuition as if men don't have it. The reality is there are a lot of men who are way more powerful in their intuition than women are. But they're not taught that that's okay. So this is your businessman that always makes just these great business decisions. How did he know that? Mm-hmm. Where did he get that from? He's just following his intuition. He's like, not that deal. Okay, we're going to do this one. He looks like a risk taker because that's how we characterize men. You're right. It's your auntie or your grandma that your friend walks in and they're like, not that one.
Right.
I don't like them. And you're like, what? But I don't understand. They just know that's your intuition. So we all have intuition that we should be using. Spiritual gifts are on another level, because there are, when you have spiritual gifts, it is part of your divine purpose. You have a job to do. You don't just get to, this is one of my points of contention all the time. People are like, woe is me, I'm an empath. No, if you're an empath, you have a job to do. As a psychic medium, I have a job to do. I'm not just psychic and I just can tap into people when I feel like it. I mean, there are people who do that. They got to deal with karma for that. But I have a job to do. And so when you have these spiritual gifts, you are charged with doing something that helps to aid the universe, that helps to raise vibrations, and that is, your job is to be of service.
I told y'all. What I tell y'all? Tamara plays no games. On this second half of the interview, I'm going to be sharing my own personal experience of working with Tamara and how that turned out.
Long ago it was. A year ago, or maybe over a year ago, and I just remember we were working together, like you said, we were blogging, and I was like, you know what, Tam has, you know, these options to work with her in some capacity, and I really just was just like following my spirit, and I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to work with her, and I did. I really didn't. Y'all, I didn't have to really say anything. Like, I was just like, hey, I think I signed up for something. I can't even remember what it was. And then you got on the phone. I literally knew you were legit because I didn't tell you anything. Like, there was no questionnaire. There was no, okay, you know, answer these questions so that, like, it was nothing. I was just like, hi. And you were like, all right, let's get to it. I was like, wow. And it wasn't creepy, it wasn't weird, it was spot on. And I think that the one thing that you told me is something that you just said again, so that goes to like consistency on your part, but you were like, you are not confused, there is no such thing as confusion. I was like, Tam, I'm confused. And you were like, no,
like, girl, if you don't go somewhere and have a seat, you are not confused.
You pulled me all the way together, and I remember just sitting on the phone, my mouth was dropped open, like, what? And but when I got off the phone, this is why you're the, you know, the next person in the Inner Circle series, because when I got off the phone, I felt like I was downloaded with more information. I had a different perspective. It really shifted. Like, nothing immediately changed in my life, but the way that I saw the things in my life changed. And as a result of that, I was able to then, like, move differently. Like, I felt better. Like, okay, my vision is a bit clearer. I can move differently. Because, like you said, it's not, we don't wrestle with, like, people and we're like, I'm beefing with this person because of this or my job. It's not that. It's more like spiritual warfare that you were describing earlier. And when you don't know where you at with it, like, you can get really, you can get really lost in the sauce and think that you're confused. And so I want to ask you, going back to my question that I had posed initially, how beneficial, in your opinion, is the work that you do?
I told y'all, Tam plays absolutely no games, because she knows who she is and she knows what her purpose here is. And that is why she can help other people sort through their mess and guide them throughout that same process, because she's done the work for herself. So when I asked her how beneficial is the work that she does, here was her response to me.
Beneficial as the amount of effort my client puts in. And that's it, period.
Why you gotta do people like that? Why you gotta do them like that?
That's the answer. And I'm going to say that on both sides. So when you come to me and we're doing shadow work and it's a little bit more therapeutic, same answer. When I'm doing the spiritual work over here, same answer. Because, see, so this is where people want to ask me, do I know my Bible? Do I know this? And am I Christian? Yes, 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 yes. So faith without works is dead. I can't fill you. You have to fill yourself with those positive things or those high vibrational things. And so what they'll do is they'll go to somebody else who's low vibrational, sit, chat, pay for a reading. They'll fill back up with that. When you walk away from having a reading by someone who genuinely has gifts and they genuinely operate in those gifts and they do their own work. I'm going to repeat that last part. They do their own work. Then when you walk away, you should feel like you said you did. It's like, I feel lighter. I feel like I have more clarity. Like, I felt like I understood some stuff. And like you said, it's like it felt like a download. That's how you should feel. So then that way you're empowered to go do the work. So none of what I do works unless you work.
I truly believe that if you want to live a happy and healthy and full life, that you have to believe in yourself enough to do the work and know that you're going to come out better as a result of putting in that time. That is what we are talking about on this last segment of my interview with Tamara.
I try to help people to understand how to approach with a high vibrational question. Meaning, if you got to come to me and ask me if your man is cheating, why the hell are you there? Like, see, right. This is why I don't ask questions when you come to me. Because we're in our human form, we minimize everything. And we maximize the bullshit. So you over here, you know damn well that that man is a piece of crap. But you want to pay me to tell you what? But then meanwhile, you about to thrive over here with your business because you're an entrepreneur. But you want to sit here and pay me how much to talk about this rat-ass man for an hour? Okay, the answer is you need to let him go. Now, can we talk about these coins over here that you on the verge of? Like, that's literally, like, this is why I'm like, I don't ask questions because I want you to be quiet. And I want you to be still for that 30 minutes or that 45 minutes that we're about to talk so you can receive this message because you're not listening because you're too busy hooked up on that trash-ass man.
Yeah.
Self-included. Like, we all do it. I have my own spiritual, you know, army of folks that help me to see through my BS. And they're like, girl, then we had this conversation last week. He didn't block. I'm like, oh, shit. That's right. Let me get back over here. This is what we do. And so, yeah,
right.
A lot of it is love stuff. The career stuff is, like, people typically who, they have a choice that they feel like they need to make. 9 times out of 10, you really don't have a choice to make. There's only really one answer, but you piled a whole bunch of other bullshit on your plate so you could feel like you had stuff to choose from. You really don't have that many options when you really pay attention to it. So I help people to kind of sift through the options. A lot of, like, entrepreneurs and things like that, I help to do, like, business consulting. So it's, like, organizing the structure of your business based on your purpose. So you don't, because when we get excited about building and creating, especially when you are a creator, you'll just add all this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you'll get all these passion projects, and it's like, okay, but this is why things aren't moving forward because you got like 5 passion projects. Some of it, there's a difference between passion and purpose. So I help people to pare that down. So then that way you have a focus so you can actually manifest.
I think that we have given the people enough to really sit on to get a good idea of who you are and what you do and how you maneuver kind of like your background and everything. I think is so good, even for your clients and the people in your audience and the people that like want to know more about you. I think this is good. So, but I want to end by you sharing any social media handles, websites, or anything like that, emails where people can contact you. How can people find you and get in contact with you if they want to, like, have, you know, a further conversation with you or get some of your products and services?
Yes. So the product website is shoplovelux.com.
So I have everything on there for the from the t-shirts and merchandising for my podcast, Coconut Oil, Stardust, and Dope Vibes. And everything from Guardian Angel candles. I sell a lot of bundles of things, so things that you can use that are tangible to help you, like, clear energy from your home and just kind of balance things, things you can use for home and office. All of that is housed there on the shopping website. You can email me at 3L, the number 3, the letter L, love, light, lucid, L-U-C-I-D, at gmail.com if you want to set up a consultation, or if you have any other questions about anything that we've talked about here, definitely shoot me an email. And I'm on Facebook, Tamara Angela, and I would love to add you ladies that want to my Facebook group, Love Light Lucid. It's women only, and it's private. So you can ask anything there. We have all kinds of discussion on women's topics and everything spiritual and metaphysical. And then you can join me on Instagram. It is Love and Fairy Magic, F-A-E-R-Y.
And there you have it. That was the second episode of the Inner Circle series. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you were able to get something from it. Share with your friends. Share with your family. Share with your homegirl. Share with your coworkers. Let them know that you're listening to this new podcast that's pulling your life together. Because we are going to all level up, and we're all going to do it together. And that's what this is all about. So thank you so much for tuning in to the second episode in the Inner Circle series. Tomorrow, I'm hitting you with an all new episode. I know, right? It must be Christmas, but it's not. It's Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful for these women in my life. So tomorrow, I'm giving you a new episode. It will be with my good friend and old college roommate, Taj Sarhan, who is going to continue this conversation about spirituality and her own personal journey of transformation. You don't want to miss it tomorrow, again, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Download, subscribe, rate. I'm out.